SBS Radio.
Ang FIFA World Cup segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng TAB. We love a bet.
Sa wakas, natapos na rin ang FIFA World Cup 2018. At upang ihatid sa atin ang mga huling yugto ng pagkapanalo ng isa dun sa dalawang finalist, nalitong muli si Mike Moran para sa kanyang ulat ngayong umaga. Magandang umaga, Mike.
Yes, Louis, good morning. And good morning to all the listeners. So, it was a final that was... It was a worthy match. It had everything in it, from being a six-goal thriller to the French superstars getting involved, to a VAR penalty, which was the first time the VAR was used in a World Cup final, and we even had a pitch invasion. during the second half. So talagang worthy yung game. So Croatia was actually the aggressor sa first 15 minutes. They were pressing high early, trying to get the field advantage. In fact, France was mostly pinned into their half in the first 15 minutes.
Kumbaga sa boxing, Mike, parang defending champion yung France ang naging laro, ano?
That's correct. Pero sa first few rounds, on the defensive sila, sa Croatia was actually the aggressor. In fact, we saw a Croatian attack, which was led by Perisic. He sent a good lob to Rakitic, who actually miscontrolled it. So the Croatians kept pressing high, and it was, as I said, a good start. So in the close to the 20th minute, Griezmann went down on a French counterattack. So the what France was trying to do in the first half was trying to absorb the pressure from the Croatians and then counter very quickly, which they're very good at doing. So the foul on Griezmann was a bit questionable, although he fell and he took the free kick, which was unheaded, which was headed unfortunately by Mario Mandzukic into his own goal. So he was actually defending it; it deflected off his head, and went into the goal. This was in the 20th minute, so France took the lead 1-0.
Swertehan din, ano? Inlab na inlab na
biro mo. That's true. And it was also one of those games, like in this particular World Cup, that was decided by a set piece. So it was a set piece again in the beginning. Maraming talagang set pieces that decided a lot of these matches. Anyway, immediately after the first goal, Modric took a free kick in the 22nd minute. Just after France scored the goal, which was punched out pretty well by Lloris. So we saw a frantic few minutes after that where Croatia tried to get the equalizer. And then in the 28th minute, the French defender Kante tripped Perisic in one of his attacks. In fact, he was yellow carded for it, and Modric took the free kick. It went into the penalty area. There were five touches by the Croatians, which eventually fell to Perisic, and who hit a very, very sweet shot, low and hard, which was
pasok talaga.
Slight deflection into the French net. So 1-1. It was a very, very good start. So, and it was Perisic's third goal, I think, in seven matches. So the goal got Croatia attacking again. There was a corner to France in the 33rd minute, which Griezmann took. And France was looking to, again, retake the lead. So in this corner, the French were screaming for a handball. Which it it did touch the hand of Perisic.
Oh, nga daw.
But the referee had to take some time out, and they had to go to the VAR.
Mm.
Yeah, so this was toward the 40th minute in the 37, which Griezmann very cool, you know, coolly took to give France the lead 2-1. So he actually held his nerve because matagalang delay.
Yeah.
For that penalty kick. So again, it was a controversial VAR. It was the first time it was used in a World Cup final. Mm. But at the end of the day, the referee's decision it always stands. So France was ahead 2-1. Again, the Croatians tried to press back for an equalizer, and unfortunately, the first half ended with. Fortunately for the French, the first half ended 2-1 in favor of France. So France was ahead, even though Croatia had been the aggressor. I feel the Croatians had a better half, but the French were in the lead again with set pieces playing a key role in this in the final. That it was during a key moment.
Yeah.
So in second half, as usual, it started off very active. The French, naman in this half, took the initiative with Griezmann taking a shot which went straight into the goalkeeper's hands. Ravic got free on a flowing counterattack by Croatia, and he shot wide. And there was another attack by Croatia, which was turned aside for a corner by Lloris, which Lloris took very calmly. So we had Croatia active in the first five, which they will won another corner. Modric took the corner, which Vasalko volleyed wide again. So they were attacking, but they missed. Subotic, on the other hand, the goalkeeper of Croatia, was sprung into action to interrupt a Umtiti counter, where you could see the speed of Umtiti speeding. It was Mbappe with Umtiti defending well. So it was one of those Mbappe runs that we're accustomed to seeing. And he slowly got into the match. Into the second half, so he started to figure in more prominently second half, and then in the mga 50th minute, there were these spectators who invaded the pitch, which apparently two women from the punk protest group Pussy Riot, which also delayed the match a bit, and they had to be removed off the field. So. We even had a pitch invasion. in the 54th minute, Deschamps made a substitution. He took out Kante, who had been a weak link in the defense, and put in Nzonzi. So he's also a defender, but he was much bigger. And I think this was a key moment for France. It actually gave them the ascendancy. So. And the third goal of France came in from a counterattack, which Paul Pogba, another one of their superstars, actually hit with a sweet shot just outside the penalty area, which Subotic unfortunately didn't see until it was too late. So it was 3-1 to France, and the French were pressing on. And on another quick counter, the thing with Croatia, when they were attacking, they had to be aware of the French, who were very good in the counterattack. They've shown this all this competition. And this time we had Mbappe, who hit a very sweet shot just outside. It was a majestic strike just outside the penalty area. In the 65th minute, which went by Subotic. And I think this goal put it beyond Croatia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, we had to have another one of these goalkeeper howlers, Lloris. he had a brain snap, thinking he was an outfielder rather than a goalkeeper. tried to dribble it away from Mario Mandzukic and just put it straight to his foot, which went into the French goal. So this put Croatia within reach, but still with a 4-2 lead in the 70th minute, it was too much to ask for the Croatians. The other thing that figured in the final, Louis, was the weather. It was warm, and you know, it also the heat was sapping the strength from a lot of the players.
Yeah,
and we saw a lot of the Croatian attacks. They weren't effective. We saw the players start to slow down. So this was one. You had a few more attacks from the Croatians with Rakitic hitting a late strike high and wide off the goal in the 88th. Vasalko actually took down Griezmann in stoppage time. There was 5 minutes of stoppage time. The free kick was sent into Pogba, who easily lost his concentration. And he was actually in a very good position to score a goal. But then that's how the match ended.
4-2.
Yeah, 4-2 in favor of France. Just one step too far for Croatia, who battled very valiantly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for them, it was a little bit too far after you know, losing three overtime matches. Didier Deschamps, the French manager, was the third person in history to win a World Cup as a player and as a manager.
Yeah, so, Toyon. Mm.
Yeah, so well-deserved victory for France, and it was a World Cup match that was worthy of a final.
Young France pala is the first team to score 4 goals, you know, in a final. First time.
I think in the modern time, yeah. But
Brazil yata nagawa na yan noong 1970. Nag 4-1 sila laban sa Italy.
Brazil beat Italy 4-1. Mm. And then in 1958, Brazil beat Sweden 5-2.
Sobra,
yeah,
no?
So there were actually 7 goals in that match. But this is one of the highest
scoring finals
in a long time. Yeah, yeah, actually since 1970,
yeah.
It's been the highest. 6 goals is amazing. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And ang France pala, pag pinagsama mo yung mga sweldo ng mga players, will total to $2 billion.
Yes, kaya tawag nila French millionaires.
Millionaires.
Yeah.
Kaya naman pala magagaling eh, matataas ang sweldo.
Yeah. So yeah, unfortunately for the Croatians, they played very well. Luka Modric got the golden ball for the best player in the 2018 World Cup. But unfortunately, the match was too much for him already.
Yeah.
In this final. But he's still a favorite to win yung tawag nila Ballon d'Or award later on this year.
Yeah.
Which has been going to basically Messi and Ronaldo for the past few years.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so marami pa sigurong post-championship or post-final statistics. And
yes.
Later on, pick-upin natin sa mga ibang news kwan, yung mga awards ng mga best defenders, etc.
Yes.
In the meantime, Mike, maraming salamat sa iyong ulat at alam kong marami ang natuwa at nanalo yung kanilang paborito.
That's correct. So maraming salamat din, Louis. I appreciate it. And it's really been a privilege and a pleasure to work with you and the SBS staff. And lastly, congratulations to my colleague Elmer Badia, who actually picked France to win the World Cup from the beginning.
Paborito niya from the beginning.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. O sige, Mike. Salamat ulit.
Okay. Maraming salamat, Louis.
All the best. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This FIFA World Cup segment was brought to you by TAG. We love a bet.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.